Is Dr. Havater redictating a note on Louis Lewis? My phone turned off in the middle of the dictation. I'm not sure if he got any of it. Louis, W-I-L-L-Y, Lewis, L-U-T-Z, patient's birthday, 11/6/46, dictation, office visit 2/20/26. Patient here with history of cough, congestion, for the past week, increased the past several days, with some lightheadedness and nausea reported at home, brought in by daughter, who's a registered nurse, cares for patient, review of symptoms on contributory past history of mild TIAs, with increased temp up to 106 reported a few years ago, has history of non-TB mild bacterium infection, 2018, treated for extended period in the hospital, has history of cochlear damage to ears with implants scheduled for additional surgery as soon as possible, has history of deafness secondary to toxicity from America, son, A-M-I-C-A-S-O-N, per daughter, suspected by her, social history, daughter looks after him, cares for him, family history, again, daughter registered nurse, used to work in ICU, now legal nurse, working with attorneys, physical exam, and general appearance, patient in mild distress, death, able to communicate with daughter through handheld device with text. Heart with irregular rhythm, lungs with the long time without weaving aroused. Lab and x-ray patient had flu strep in COVID screens, which are negative, chest x-ray retained because of past history of non-bacterial lung disease, which showed no acute changes. While returning from x-ray, patient became lightheaded and faint, was laid down with EKG obtained, stable vital signs, paramedics called, able to come in about 10 minutes, transported to Kingwood ACA freestanding emergency room here in Cleveland. Diagnosis, bronchitis, respiratory infection, episodic TIA, acute history of TIA 5 years ago with evidence of acute TIA in office with near syncope spell, transported to hospital, past history of rheumatoid arthritis, hypertensive cardiovascular disease, high lipid disease, deafness, minimal hearing, left ear. Stent left into hepatic artery several years ago. Paramedics arrived, IV placed with continued monitoring heart rate with clearing of arrhythmia. Patients transferred to Kingwood ACA Hospital freestanding emergency room and stable at time of transfer. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.